All right, so this woman has a theory that the smaller the package, the better the guy.
If you want a good man, he has to have a small package.
All right, if you want a good man, he has to have a small package. If you want a good man. Is there any facts to that?
I think it's true. I bet the smaller the package, the better the husband, no tell.
Right?
I bet the more chore he probably gets.
A dude with a big one's not doing chores. I'm sorry.
I think he's doing like some, but the man with the small package, I mean,
he's getting
not
after
only is
it.
He cutting the lawn, but he's also like bagging it and
edging.
Yeah.
And he's also doing the dishes.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
And drying them and putting them away. Yeah, I don't know if you're really going to motivate a dude with a big D to get him to do a lot of work around the house.
Yeah.
Do you have to fart?
No.
Are you thinking?
Because I think that theory's wrong, because, like, Chris, he has a small one, and his wife does all the yard work.
You have no idea.
No indication that Chris has.
You've never seen my package.
Chris has the piercing in his package.
You have a piercing on it?
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't. I thought he did. Maybe he doesn't.
That's just his nipples.
Never mind. Yeah.
Okay.
You have that one pierced, too?
I don't think anybody's ever accused Chris of having a small one.
No. Yeah, I don't know. He could have a hog over there. We don't know.
I feel like Chris has a hog.
Hey, does yours touch the water when you sit
down?
Don't
worry about it. Yeah. Creepo.
Why are you asking those questions?
Stop harassing people sexually.
It doesn't. It's fine. It doesn't.
And people are they're weirded out that you know so much about hidden cameras.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
They just are.
I don't know about nothing.
They find that suspicious. I'm just saying what the people online are saying.
I'm aware of my surroundings.
Nard, so you say a man with a small one is not a better guy?
Right. Like,
okay,
I'm just saying,
have a small one, so saying because you're not a good guy.
What I'm saying, your theory wasn't right about like, oh, the guy that has the big one is not doing anything. And I'm like,
he's
going to
do some stuff.
Because Chris's wife does everything.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't know what I'm packing.
Well, that could mean that Chris has a big one.
I don't think he does.
Okay.
Like,
do you guys want to have a duel one day?
I mean, he's just too short and bald.
So is Ron Jeremy.
But you're going to Ron Jeremy.
Do you want to have a duel with him?
A duel?
Yeah, a wiener duel.
He wouldn't do it.
Oh, I'd destroy you in a wiener duel. I would destroy you.
You would destroy me?
You and your quote-unquote 10-incher.
Yeah, what? You hating on me?
Ruffus just hung up. I was going to go to him.
I don't blame him.
1-855-FU-BILLY. If men that have smaller ones are better dudes, Derek says yes.
Makes sense.
I don't think big packages come with good personalities.
So big wieners don't have good personalities.
Mm-hmm.
She could be on to something.
She could be.
You know, maybe the big wiener's not going to make you laugh, right? Some of the other things that women like to do.
Yeah, big wiener's not funny.
Right? They're not making you laugh.
They don't got
the jokes.
Yeah. They don't need them.
Character traits or loyalty.
Right. He's not going to be loyal, that big old hog of his, that unfunny hog.
probably be difficult.
Got that douche with his big wiener, and then he's not funny,
mm-hmm.
not loyal.
Honesty or integrity.
Yeah, there's no integrity. No honesty, no integrity at all.
You know why? It's because the big dude, the guy with the big package has no fear. Because if you guys break up and then the next guy she gets with, she's not going to be able to make fun of you or talk stuff. Like, she's not going to be like, oh, he had the tiniest wiener.
And it's like a woman with big boobs on the market. Dude with a big wiener on the market doesn't stay on the market long.
Never.
What's up, Kaylee?
Hard nose.
What's up, Kaylee?
Okay, so my partner has a pretty decent sized package, and I'll say, he helps me clean up. He does trim the yard. He weed eats it, all the good stuff. And, I mean, he does his own laundry, too. And he's a faithful man.
All right. Okay, but I got to know what you're doing to to get that man to exhibit those behaviors. So what are you doing to kind of train your good boy to be a good boy?
I cook meals. I take care of our children. And, I mean, I do it with him anytime he wants to do it.
There you go.
I mean, it's pretty simple. And from earlier, I do call him daddy, too. And so
it's pretty. You hear how she says, though? It's pretty simple.
It is simple.
See how easy it is? With, like, I don't understand these women that struggle with their men.
Like, I don't either.
We're so simple. And this girl, I'm glad she admits that.
I love it.
This girl admits it's pretty simple.
Communication is the key to it, I feel like, because, like,
I get what you're saying.
What
talk less.
What do you want? Okay, we meet in the middle. there it is. If you're not doing something I don't like, I'm going to tell you. And if you want me to do more, tell me. And
then I think you got it right, though. You call him daddy. That makes him all, you know, gets him all amped
you
up.
You feed him.
You let him. You give him booty whenever he wants it, any way he wants it.
And you Boom. Take care of those children you wanted so bad.
Yeah.